Hey y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out.
Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain, the only podcast that teaches you how to use psychology, feminism, and coaching to rewire your brain and get what you want in life. And now here's your host, Harvard Law School grad, feminist rock star, and master coach, Cara Lowenthal.
Hello, my chickens. So today is my birthday. I am turning, how old am I? I think I'm turning 42. And as is common around birthdays, I have been taking stock of kind of my life and where I am and where I've been, how I've gotten here. And I want to talk about stock in a different way, kind of how you take stock of your life, right? And I want you to think about how you do take stock of your life and what determines what that stock is. So I'm using stock in kind of two different ways here, a little bit of a pun, because we talk about taking stock of something, meaning to examine it, to look at it, to sort of take the measure of it, right? To kind of look at it from different angles and sort of evaluate it. And I mean it in that way. But I also mean it in this way that I talk about the idea that women are socialized to value themselves conditionally, like the stock market. We're taught to think of our value as being something that rises and falls and changes based on kind of conditions of the market of us, right? And I wanted you to think about that too, because I'm going to give you some examples, but I really feel and believe that the more that my stock in myself stays steady, right, the more that my value that I see in myself and my self-worth stays steady, the more I'm able to do in my life, the more I can take stock of my life and create what I want in it, because I am not so distracted by the constant fluctuations in my self-worth and my self-value, right? So women are taught to value themselves, we're taught to value ourselves conditionally. Right, we're taught that our kind of quote unquote stock, our metaphoric stock, our value rises and falls based on what we look like, what we weigh, our skin, our hair, who wants to have what kind of sex with us, whether or not we sound smart, what kind of job we have, whether we're partnered, whether we have kids, how we're parenting, how much we're parenting, whether we're parenting at all, how our relationship is, whether our friends like us, what our parents think of us, what our boss thinks of us, what fucking strangers think of us, how productive we are, what's our wellness routine, how old we are. I mean, this list could go on and on and on, right? There are so many things that women are taught are points on the graph of their value. And over time, our worth in our own minds, our self-worth fluctuates based on all of these things and what we are taught to believe we're supposed to be. And so I really want you to think about this for yourself, right? What makes your stock of yourself go up and down every day? What determines how you feel every day? Is it the number on the scale? Is it how many wrinkles you see when you look in the mirror? Is it the feedback you get at work? Is it whether your partner compliments you or not? Is it whether or not you snap at your kids or they tell you they love you? Right? What is it that you are pegging your self-esteem to? Right? What fluctuating thing have you attached your self-worth to? And again, you were taught to do this. You certainly did not do anything wrong. You were socialized to think that way. But we are the only ones who can change it, right? Whatever that thing is, like, I really want you to think about it for yourself. Pick one. Like, what is it? Do you want that thing to be in charge of how you think about yourself? Do you want that thing to be in charge of whether you feel optimistic about the future or scared and in scarcity, right? Do you want that thing to be in charge of whether you think that you're allowed to rest or feel pleasure or have fun or just like exist at all? You can never hustle your way to lasting worthiness. I'm going to say that again. You can never hustle your way to lasting worthiness. You can never get hot enough and fuckable enough and thin enough and successful enough and rich enough and perfect enough with the perfect morning routine and the perfect wellness routine and the perfect parenting and the perfect relationship, the perfect house. None of that shit will create lasting feelings of worthiness. And you know what? I will be honest and say something potentially unpopular, as if that ever stops me. You can't meditate or tap or breathe or psychedelic ceremony your way there either. I think all of those things can be wonderful parts of a healing and evolution journey. But if you do not change your thoughts, nothing will change long term. Okay. Everything else that you are trying to use to change is like a pressure release valve, right? You have to change your thought patterns. You have to change the way you think about yourself. And I talk about this every year around my birthday because I actually launched The Clutch on my birthday 4 years ago now, 5 years ago. And I kind of still think of it as like, I mean, sort of my gift to myself, but it was beautiful to me to do it around my birthday because it feels like such a gift to be able to do this work in the world. And more importantly, I feel like every woman who changes the way that she thinks is like giving this gift to herself of her own life, right? It's like, to me, thought work, it's like a renewal. It's like a rebirth, right? Your birthday is sort of that, you know, day every year that you get 1 year older, which society tells women is basically like, you know, dying and terrible and you're not supposed to get older. And instead, when you learn thought work, it's like you are rebirthing yourself every year. Like, I am always excited for the year to come because I've always changed so much in the year that just happened. Some of it because my life changed, but so much of it because I consciously chose to change and grow and evolve. So every year I get to look back and say, like, holy shit, like, look how I've changed from last year. Not that there was something wrong with me last year, but just look how I've evolved and grown. And I get to look at that. And then I get to be excited about what's coming next. Like, this past year, I learned how to live with someone and co-parent their kids as a bonus parent, right? Like, what a huge evolution. So much thought work required. And this coming year, I'm going to learn what it's like to publish a book and, you know, in my impossible goal, become like a New York Times bestselling author. That's what I want to experience this year. And because of thought work, I think the biggest difference for me is that I know I can make these things happen. It's not like, oh, I just hope this happens and I feel like a victim to fate or circumstance, right? It's like, I know I want to grow and evolve in these ways. And I feel that empowerment and ownership over my own life, which is what women are taught not to feel, right? We are taught that our lives belong to other people and that we are dependent on them for our acceptance, our emotional security, the verdict on whether we are worthwhile enough to be here. And when you take that back for yourself, when you learn to change your thinking so that you feel that you are the one who is in control of your life, that doesn't mean you can control all your circumstances, right? There's a lot of things that I can't control, other people, things that happen in the world. So it's not that you sort of become delusional and believe you can control everything, but I feel in control of my life because I know that I know how to create the things that I want. And I know how to grow from whatever happens to me. And that kind of combo is what true empowerment feels like, I believe. And so I think about that every year on my birthday, and I want to encourage you to think about that too. Like, how are you taking stock of yourself? What are you attaching the stock of your worth to? And do you like what it's attached to? If you want to change that, then you have to learn to change your thoughts. And that is what we do inside the clutch. We only open a couple of times a year, but we always open right around my birthday because of how powerful I think that metaphor is, even just for me. So when you join the clutch, you learn a step-by-step process for changing your thought patterns. This is not affirmations and this is not manifesting. When I started this work, positive thinking actually made me roll my eyes and like gag a little bit. And I couldn't do it. I just could not possibly think positively. My thoughts were so negative. There was no way. But I figured out how to actually rewire my brain little bit by little bit. It was like not being taught that way. I took what was being taught around positive thinking and manifesting and all of that and affirmations, and then I scaled it way the fuck down to something that would actually work for me. And of course, as is always true, despite my perfectionist thoughts, learning to change my brain a little bit at a time has actually added up to massive shifts, right, that are so far beyond what positive thinking can do. So I teach you that process in the clutch. But equally importantly, I teach you how to understand what's going on in your brain, because it's not just your family and it's not just evolution and it's not just biochemistry. It's some of all of that, but it's also society. It's how you're taught to think about yourself. If you try to learn to coach yourself or even go to therapy without that lens, you are missing a big part of the picture, and that means that you are missing a big part of the solution. If you don't fully understand the problem, you cannot solve it. And you have to understand how society has impacted your brain in order to truly be able to change it, right? So like I said, we only open to the public a few times a year. We always do it once a year around my birthday. And if you're listening to this day it comes out, it's my birthday. And so I am giving all of you some presents to celebrate, which is way more fun than giving myself presents, although I also give myself presents all the time. And I'm in New Orleans today, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, celebrating with the Gentleman Consort. So that's my present to me. But for you, when you join the clutch today, you are going to get some amazing bonuses, some amazing presents. And they're going to expire one after the other over the next few days we're open, because I really like to help your brain make the decision. We all know that as women, we are socialized to second guess ourselves and agonize over making decisions and like not trust our ability to change. And sometimes a present just helps us make the decision, which is why I offer them. So whenever you're listening to this, make sure you check out the link that I'm about to share with you as soon as you hear this, because these are amazing presents and I think that you should get them. First of all, we have an amazing series of basically trainings on how to stay chill in different ways. We have a training on how to relax and rest, because that sounds like it should be obvious, but it's actually not. It is actually very hard for some of us to rest and relax. We don't know how to turn off our brain. We feel guilty for not doing things, and we actually don't really know how to chill out. So we have a training on that with Marissa McCool, who's an amazing coach who specializes in rest. We have a training on somatics and breathing with my friend Vic Albina. Like I said before, I think those things are amazing supports and important aspects of change, but they don't change your brain and your thoughts all on their own, but they're an amazing support to it. So we do have a training on that. And then we have a training on pleasure with the inimitable Susan Hyatt, who is a true genius at how to have fun and enjoy yourself. And pleasure is a really powerful, radical thing for women. So we have all those amazing bonus trainings, present trainings when you join today. We also are going to be doing a little surprise present sharing around my upcoming book. If you join the clutch while we're open now in time, you are going to get a title reveal. You'll get to know the title of my book, which is a new title. It's not the title that it was originally sold with. And you're going to get to vote in a poll on your favorite subtitle for the book and your favorite cover option to weigh in on the ideas that I'm going to send my publisher. You also, depending on when you join, can get access to the Feminist Mindset Fix Live, which is a real-time live teaching of the initial course that you take when you join the clutch to learn how to change your thinking. So you can always go through that at your own pace if you want to. But we also will be doing it live with the Clutch coaches, so you can ask questions and get some kind of community learning at the same time. And we have a free tote bag when you join too, which are super cute. I helped design them myself. and they carry all your things in Brain Branded style. And one last thing I want to make sure that you know, if you were in the Clutch before, I know so many people have been in the Clutch, gotten amazing results, and decided they're ready to graduate. And in previous years, the Clutch was a kind of like big buffet where you came in and you just kind of went to a giant buffet and had to figure out how to put together your meal. And now the Clutch is more like a la carte menu where we have arranged things for you in a easier to process and access and more effective way. So if you were in the Clutch before and you loved it, but you found it kind of overwhelming or you weren't sure how to move forward in certain areas of your life, we have radically changed and improved the Clutch over the last year, and we have solved those problems. So now when you join the Clutch, you go through that first course to learn how to change your thinking bit by bit, but then you can choose courses on all different topics. There's all new teaching if you were in the Clutch before last year. We've got lots of new teaching, new audios, new workbooks, new bonus materials for each course, and it's all organized into like the exact right size chunks, right bite-sized chunks for you to work on different areas of your life and be really focused and targeted with it. So if that's you and you have been thinking about coming back, but you used to feel like it was drinking from a fire hose, that has been solved. It is a cool glass of water, exactly with the flavor profile that you want. So depending on when you're hearing this, some of those bonuses might be expiring soon. So if you want to join us, I want you to stop what you're doing, go to unfuckyourbrain.com/clutch, or text your email address to +1-347-934-8861. You don't need a code word. We'll just send you the link. It's unfuckyourbrain.com/clutch, or text your email to +1-347-934-8861. No code word needed. So I used to say, stop whatever you're doing, except if you're driving. And then one of y'all joined the Clutch and posted about how you literally pulled over while driving to join the Clutch when you heard about it on your phone. And that decision changed your life. And you were so glad that you did that. So now I just say, stop whatever you're doing safely and join. If you're driving, please pull over before you join. All right, y'all. Happy birthday to me, and happy birthday to you if you choose to, whatever your actual birthday is, if you choose to join the Clutch and create that rebirth and renewal for yourself, then this is a birthday in its own way too, and happy birthday to you. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye. If you're loving what you're learning in the podcast, you have got to come check out The Clutch. The Clutch is the podcast community for all things Unfuck Your Brain. It's where you can get individual help applying the concepts to your own life. It's where you can learn new coaching tools not shared on the podcast that will blow your mind even more. And it's where you can hang out and connect over all things thought work with other podcast chickens just like you and me. It's my favorite place on earth, and it will change your life. I guarantee it. Come join us at www.unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch. That's unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch. I can't wait to see you there. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th. All around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, or text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to see you there.